It is not originally the case that the war is to be carried to the infidel, to the person who will not convert. And in early times, at any rate, Christians and Jews were understood to be peoples of the book. And as peoples of the book, they had to pay taxes, they had to pay tribute, but they were otherwise given a privileged status inside the caliphate. In other words, they were not forced to convert. So the infidels were non-Christians and non-Jews. Now in 661, the original line of successors to Muhammad, the original line of caliphs, died out, and there emerged a new family of caliphs, the Umayyad. These were soldiers from Syria, who happened to have in their possession the best armies in the Islamic world, and they settled down to building the basic political institutions of the caliphate, creating a governing structure which in some ways mirrored the governing structures of the Roman Empire, creating sort of quasi-bureaucratic organizations, creating very elaborate tax-collecting mechanisms, and so on. They also moved the capital to Damascus, closer to the more militarily threatened frontiers. Now, the Umayyads ruled for about a century, just a little less than a century, and eventually, large numbers of people who particularly lived along the frontiers and who were not the old Meccan elites from the early days, Muhammad's followers, sort of felt that they had not been getting a fair share of opportunities in this expanding caliphate. And as a result, there was a palace revolution in 750 that brought a new family to power, the Abbasids. These were, as I've said, ordinary soldiers who came from provincial regions. They were very pious, very devout Muslims. And they moved the capital to yet a new city. Indeed, they built a brand new city where none had existed before. That city was Baghdad. This was a period of brilliant cultural achievements. The early Abbasid period, the first century, century and a quarter of Abbasid rule, it was well into the 9th century, was a time when the caliphs again endowed a great house of study, a great sort of, well, one might think of this as a little like the museum at Alexandria in ancient times. They built a house of study and scholars came together and began to tackle the massive corpus of Greek learning, but especially its philosophical and scientific works. An interesting question, and one to which there isn't an easy answer, is why was it that in the Islamic world it was particularly the philosophical and scientific dimension of the Greek heritage that attracted interest, that attracted scholarship, that attracted study, whereas in the West, other aspects of the philosophical and then the literary heritage of ancient Greece is what attracted interest and reflection and study, thus putting East and West on two slightly divergent paths. We'll bring those paths together a few lectures down the way here in our series. Eventually, the caliphate began breaking up. Spain fell away, for example, in 750. Egypt and much of North Africa fell away by the 9th century. The once mighty Arab army had, in a way, gone soft. It was increasingly made up of sort of uncontrollable Turkish mercenaries, people from way along and beyond the frontiers of the Islamic world. And these people were really unable to be controlled effectively by the caliphs, and consequently the military leaders of the Islamic army began really to have more power than the caliphs themselves. The Abbasids ruled nominally until 1258. But after about the year 900, the Islamic world had created a large series of small entities united by a single faith. We have a new universal faith, a faith that is taught to be for all people. We have a new chosen people, the Arabs. We have a new holy book, the Quran. But again, we have a people of faith and a religious experience deeply rooted in the cultures, in the traditions, in the ideals of classical antiquity. Thus far, then, the first of the heirs of the Roman Empire, and as I suggested, the least predictable of the three. We'll turn in our next lecture to the Byzantine Empire, to the evolving Eastern Roman Empire.